Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one this evening, and we do give everyone a very warm welcome in their service tonight in the name of the Lord. And thank God that God is real. I just really felt strongly to bring something on assurance of salvation. And I want to say this evening that you can be saved and know it. And there's no guesswork. And when the Lord saves you, he does a great job. Amen. He'll never lose you once he's saved you. And we certainly don't believe that you can be saved twice. Once you're saved, you're always saved. Amen. Praise God. And you're going to see this evening that you receive something. And thank God it's eternal life. I really enjoyed the service this morning. And if anyone listening in and follows the services and the meetings, tune in to this morning's message. It's Omega Ministry. If you put in Omega Ministry Bond Bridge, you'll get our church up, and you can go back on all the different sermons and messages in any series or anything. You can follow them. And our brother John was preaching this morning, and it blessed me. It really done me good. And I think everybody agrees it was a wonderful message from the Lord, a word in season. And tonight I want to greet everyone that's tuned in this evening, and continue to pray for Sister Eileen. She's doing well, but let's continue to pray for the Lord's comfort and blessing for Samuel and Aaron and all the family circle right round. Praise God. Let us turn tonight for our text from 1 John chapter 5. I want to read from verse 6 down to verse 13. And Brother Yule would call it Small John. And praise God, I remember once Brother Ron said, what about Big John? It was Small John. What about Big John? But we knew what he meant here, didn't we? Praise God. Let us read from verse 6 of 1 John 5. Chapter 5, verse 6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Amen. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. This is my key verse, verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God giveth the Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Where is the life? In his Son. You can't find it nowhere else, only in the Son. Verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God have not life. Verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Let us bow our heads. We're going to pray for Brother Matthew. He hasn't been feeling too well, and Mark has stood in for him here on the projector. And let's close our eyes and bow our heads. And anyone else wants prayer, just lift your hand up before the Lord this evening. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Praise God, God bless. Heavenly Father, we bow before you in the name of thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we can come from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence by the new and living way, through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you for the power of the blood. Lord, I ask for the Holy Spirit to move in our midst. And I do take the Holy Ghost right now to help me and everyone in this room. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus' name. Pray for the hands that's raised that you'll meet the need. Touch the body. Heal and deliver. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you know every person. You're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You are our high priest. And you're seated at the right hand of the majesty on high. And you ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. We come to you in Jesus Christ's precious name. Father, save the lost and heal the sick and touch those tuned in tonight that need assurance. Oh God, break every work of the devil, I pray. In Jesus' name. Touch your brother Matthew this evening. Any others that's feeling sick or nauseous. Oh God, touch them and heal them. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this evening. Praise God. I want to say from the very outset of the service tonight that you can know you are saved. Amen. You can know you are saved. I want to say on the authority of Jesus Christ and this Bible that you can be saved now, right now. Right now, beyond all measure of question and doubt, you can be saved right away. That's the thing about God. He can save you immediately. He doesn't need a month or a week to think about it, but the Bible says he can do it right away. Amen. And you can have a wonderful assurance that you already have a home in heaven waiting for you that can never be taken from you. Amen. Once you're saved, you're always saved. And not only are you saved, but there is a home in heaven waiting for you, and nobody can take your place. Amen. God has a place prepared for you. Not only had the Lord a place prepared for you, but he's coming again for you. Hallelujah. I go, he says in John 14, to prepare a place for you. But then he says, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Those of us that have loved ones that went on, they've went on to be with the Lord and they're saved. And they're with the Lord in a specially prepared place. The Roman Catholic Church and any other person or organization or peoples who claim you cannot know till after death whether you're saved or not, they're wrong. What would be the point waiting until you die before you know? You would have no assurance in a message like that. That isn't hope, that's disaster. But the Bible gives us hope and it gives us blessed assurance. Amen. That we can be saved and know it. I say that salvation is a present tense matter. You may absolutely know that you have passed from death to life, that you have eternal life, that you have come to Christ and that he is your Savior and will cast, he'll never cast you out. Never cast you out. But once you're saved, you'll always be saved. And not only will he never cast you out, none can pluck you out of his hand. He holds you. He holds you. Don't you love the words Jesus said to his Father? He says, all that thou hast given me will come to me. And none of them have I lost, O Father, that thou hast given me. He cannot lose them. If he can, he could lose himself. But he cannot lose himself. Neither can he lose those that receive eternal life. And we heard it wonderfully explained this morning about God and eternal life. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life. He doesn't say that you may guess, but when you believe in the name, you're going to know you have eternal life. You're going to know it. Amen. Praise God for the knowing. Amen. and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. That name is a name that is far above. It's not just above every name, it's far above.
Amen.
Far above every other name. A matter of fact, the Word of God goes further. It said, neither is there any other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. I want to stress with great importance this evening that when the 19th century came and God began to restore the gifts back to the church and sent all the wonderful ministries and gifts that we all know about, the gospel never changed. God did not and cannot introduce a new way of salvation, for the first way was perfect and cannot be changed. We cannot add to the word, and we cannot take from it. But it's perfect the way it is. 1 John 3 verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life. We have passed. Those of us that have took the name of Jesus Christ, those of us that have believed on the Lord Jesus as our Savior, have already passed. We have already passed from death to life. Aren't you glad that life's on you this evening, not death? Oh, even if your body went to the grave, what about it? Your body's only a suitcase for the soul. There's a soul that's precious to the Lord, and the Lord's redeemed you. And that soul will go to be with the Lord. Now we know Jesus Christ will come again, and he'll lift them bodies out of the grave to be changed in a moment in the twinkle of an eye. We know that. And the last trump of God, those of us that are alive and remain, we're going to be changed.
Amen.
And we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the earth. Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
He's coming again. Here it is again. People can be saved and people can know it.
Amen.
You can be saved and know it. The devil never tell you you weren't saved till you got saved. Then as soon as you get saved, the devil tells you you're not saved. Then if it's not the devil himself, and he doesn't come with a big pair of horns and a black cloak, he could send you a slippery Joe. Do you ever hear? Now, don't mind me the right names. Anybody called Joe, forgive me. But you know exactly what I mean. He'll send you some old boy along the road, and hey, do you really know you're saved? And how do you know you're saved? I'm glad the upbringing I got with a wee brethren woman. She lived till she was over 100. Every single day I went to her house, she'd come here, won't you? Now I'm going to ask you again the day before you asked. She asked me yesterday, and the next day she'll ask me again. Tell me, how do you know you're saved? And after a while I didn't think about it no more. I tell her what she told me. I knew I was saved because the Word of God says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the end of it. Man, she used to take me outside the door, and she used to say, now have a look up, what's it say on the outside of this door? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That was on her doorstep. Now come in. Now look at the inside, what's on the door. Elect, chosen in him from the foundation of the world. He always knew you. He predestined you. He loved you ever before you were born. Oh, you were chosen in him and elected in him. But when you were out there and you didn't know it, he said, whosoever will can come.
Amen.
So you have to preach to whosoever will can come.
Yes.
That's the message.
Glory.
Then when you get them in, you can show them God already knew it.
Yes.
But they didn't. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Big Paisley said, when all the elect come in, pray that God will elect some more. I like that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I think he might be got that saying of Spurgeon. But nevertheless, it's a true one. I'll tell you, people will try to put numbers on this and numbers on that. You can't number with God. You know, God has a number that's going to come even out of the tribulation that no man can number.
Amen.
And they're washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Not them even counting the bride.
Amen.
My, I tell you, our God's a great God.
Lord.
Here it is again. People can be saved. Note Romans 8:16. If the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. John Wesley traveled and preached, and he wasn't even saved. How many knows that? And when he met the Moravians coming on the boat, and they were praising God, and the boat was near sinking, he couldn't understand it. They had something he hadn't got. But his father had told him, you need the inner witness, and that inner witness is the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And I tell you, John Wesley preaching one night got that. He realized it. And he said, I've got saved tonight preaching my own sermon. But he knows that's right. That's how good our God is. My, I'll tell you something, is not wonderful. By these scriptures, what they say must be believed. That Christ of God can have unmistakable evidence. A child of God can have unmistakable evidence that he or she is saved. Absolutely. If you have Christ, write this down if you want. If you have Christ, you have salvation. I'm going to say it again. If you have Christ, you have salvation. If you haven't got Christ, you don't have salvation. Look again at the text which we opened with tonight in 1 John 5, 11 and 12. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. If you've got Jesus, you've got the life. Oh, but brother, what about the church? It doesn't mention it. What about the bride? Never names it. What about the Pope of Rome? Not in here. What about the priests of Rome? Never named. What about an evangelist or a pastor or a preacher? Not mentioned. The only one mentioned is Christ. It's Christ you have to have. Nothing else. And nothing less. Just Christ. And if you have Christ, you're saved. And if you have him, you have life, for he is life. Hallelujah. And not only is life, he's light. If you've got him, you have light, for Jesus says, I am the light of the world. So you've got Christ, you've got life, and that eternal. And when you've got Christ, you've got the light of the world with you. Light's in you. You're gleaming. You're glowing. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You're on the hill, but you're shining. There's a light tonight. And that light's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of life. Now let's look carefully at the verse here, what it says, and this is my first thought, and of only three things I really want to bring out tonight. I started to study this, and it got more and more and more. So many scriptures on assurance. And this is only an introduction tonight to what you could say about it. It's so wonderful. First, that God has given us eternal life. That's the first thing God gives you. Who did he give you? Through Christ. God gives you that another way of saving, this way of saving is free. I heard a preacher on, I was flicking through this evening, just checking the advert, and it came up. I'm going to tell his name tonight. He's called Jesse Duplessis. He's a false preacher, I'll tell you that now. He's friends with that other false one, Copeland. He's another false one. Don't worry about it. I've named him, and it's public, and I'm not worried one thing about it. Tell him to the two faces, the two hypocrites. Do you know that man come off with? Now, I'm surprised that a man like John Higgy had the places on his pulpit preaching for him and said how great he was. A surprise to Higgy. My estimation of Higgy's went down. I thought a lot of him, but it dropped after I seen who he had. That's the truth, now. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Because they're charlatans. He said the reason Jesus hasn't come for the church yet is because the church is not given. And if God's people would start to give, the Lord would come. I want to tell you this evening, the Bible says how hardly it is for a rich man to enter heaven. And my Bible tells me salvation is absolutely free.
Amen.
Come without money.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I tell you, this salvation can't be bought this evening. Because Jesus Christ paid the price for it. And it is a gift.
Amen.
A gift. The Bible calls it a gift of God.
Yes.
A free gift of God. You don't pay for a gift. I'll tell you. What's the precious going to tell God when he stands before him? For every preacher will give an account. Did you know that? He'll have to answer. I'll have to do it, and he'll certainly have to do it. Now, I don't want to get well-led with him tonight, but I thought I'd give him a bit of a touch. Because he's false. That's the only reason I'm doing it. He's absolutely false. And people give you tapes and books of these boys. If you have a fire, burn them. For they're false prophets. By their fruits you'll know them. The Lord doesn't say, I'll get you 6 jet planes. Build you a $1 billion castle of the Bible. Let's look at Jesus for a moment. Yes. The fox in the hole, the bird of nest, the Son of God has nowhere to lay his head, but he's the King of Kings and the Lord of all glory. Yes. Hallelujah! Yes. What will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and in the end lose his own soul? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Salvation's free. Hallelujah. God is not selling salvation. Now this was in that, this down here ever before I've seen him. God does not sell salvation. He gives it away.
Amen.
It's free. He's given salvation. Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave.
Yes.
He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Jesus Christ hates sin, but he loves the sinner. And he came to save no one but sinners. He's God's appointed taker away of sin. Aren't you glad for that? I'm glad I was a sinner, but Jesus saves sinners. Paul said, to whom I was the chief. Salvation is free. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Amen.
God gives you a gift. If you've got Jesus, you've got salvation. If you've got Jesus, you've got eternal life. If you've got Jesus, you've got the light of the word right in you. You're lit up. You're not in darkness. He's in you. He's the light of the world. You cannot work for salvation. It comes because of the loving mercy and the grace of God. Salvation is the gift of God. And our opening text in 1 John 5:11 says, God has given to us eternal life. Sister, if you have Jesus, you have eternal life. You don't need to search no more. Stop searching. You've got it. You have it. Hallelujah! You're saved, eternal. That means you can never perish. You heard this morning about there's no eternals outside of Christ.
Amen.
That's the only one.
Amen.
That means you're going to live forever. Did you know that? Here's my second thought. It's the same verse. They're opening scripture in 1 John 5. And this life is in his Son. Where do you get the life? You get it in Jesus. It's in his Son. Oh, I'm going to say some things this evening, and I'm not going to miss none of them. This is recorded. I'm going to say them. You know, I think the time's come when God's going to have gift to give us some boldness, because there's a lot of things going about which are from the pit of hell. And Paul blasted stuff. And there's sometimes some things need roasted with the Word of God. It's the best thing to do it with, the Word. Hallelujah. The only salvation God gives anybody is in his Son, Jesus Christ. That's the only way.
Amen.
It's in his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's plan of salvation.
Amen.
God has a plan. Jesus was that plan. And he fulfilled it to the letter.
Amen.
Not my will be done, but thy will. If it's possible, let this cup pass from me. He did, we heard it this morning, he did the Father's will. Amen. Christ Jesus came into the world to save no one but sinners. Nobody else came to save nobody, only the sinner. Amen. God has no other mediator. He's the only one. Jesus is the only mediator. You can't read that the bride's a mediator. You can't read the priest as a mediator. You can't read the Pope's a mediator. You can't read the church as a mediator. Jesus Christ is the only mediator. Christ and Christ alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. No other. Don't give me another, for you're giving me another gospel and another Christ, which is false. He has not put salvation into anyone's hands to distribute. Nobody has it, only Jesus. Want you to get that? Nobody distributed it, only the one he's appointed, Jesus Christ. Amen. Nobody else can do it. A minister can't give you salvation. He only can point you to the Savior. But it is the Savior that saves. Amen. It's the Savior that saves. We thank God for true ministers. May the Lord bless them. Some people think salvation's in the church, but they're wrong. Salvation is in Christ alone. Some people believe salvation's in the hand of the priesthood, but they're wrong. Salvation's in the hands of Jesus Christ personally. Some people are taught by ordinances of the church salvation can be given. Infant baptism, sprinkling of water, or communion at the altar. They think this gives salvation. But salvation's not in the priest. It's not in preachers. It's not in an ordinance. It's not in a church. It's not in a movement. It's not in the Christ and bride form, as a lot of people say. It's in Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
Nothing else.
Amen.
And nowhere else.
Amen.
Only in Christ. I don't care if it's a message church and they say we can now save ourselves. They're worse than the Catholic Church with that doctrine. Worse. It's false. Absolutely false. Antichrist. Salvation's in Christ alone. I tell you, when a preacher starts to point people somewhere else, he's false. There's another spirit's moving them. And it's not the Holy Spirit. We read at the start, the Spirit bears witness to the Word. And it answers to the blood. Don't tell me there's no blood. The Spirit answers to the blood.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Cleanses me from all my sins. My sins of my past are gone. They're washed away in the sea of God's forgetfulness. Past, present, and future sins. The blood takes care of it. Do you know why? Because I have Jesus and I have eternal life. Salvation is in the hands of Jesus Christ alone. Aren't you glad? My, there's a lot of boys would put you out, wouldn't they? Well, you're not in our group. Good job, we're not.
Amen.
We're in the Lord's group. That'll do me.
Amen.
Amen. If I'm with the Lord, that'll do me. I'll not need nothing else. 1 John 5:11, and this is the record that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Only in the Son. When any poor sinner confesses to the priest his sins, and the priest promises him forgiveness, the priest is either ignorantly, willfully deceiving the confessor, the sinner. Because God has not turned salvation over to the priest. Neither has God turned salvation over to the church. Neither has God, here it is, turned it over to the bride. My, you could have a group of people and say, we're in, you're out.
Right.
How would they know you're in and who's out?
That's right. Amen.
They get the tape out, measure you up.
That's right.
Tape religion.
Yes, right.
See if you fit our criteria.
That's right.
The only one thing you need to fit, have you got Jesus?
Glory.
Have you got the Son of God? If you've got the Son of God, you've got eternal life. Yes. He can't die.
Amen.
Right. Oh, it's not. He can't die.
Amen.
You can't actually die because greater is He that's in you and He that's in the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eternal life in you.
Glory.
No beginning, no ending. Eternal.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. When an earnest soul prays to the Virgin Mary asking for her to intercede with Christ, he does wrong and he dishonors Christ. For salvation's not in the Virgin Mary, but in God's Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Virgin Mary cannot save, and she cannot pray for you to be saved. And I'm going to tell you about their notch. You had to have an upper room experience with the rest of them to get in. Did you hear that? You heard it right and clear. You had to have an upper room experience with the rest. You had a Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And the Holy Ghost come on her. Hallelujah. Oh, she was favored and she's blessed, and we all believe it and respect it. But never would this preacher get on his knees and pray to her, for I wouldn't dishonor the Lord. My one that I pray to is the one that mediates for me, the man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Just as surely as there's only one God, so there's only one mediator between God and man. And we heard this morning, Jesus Christ was God in flesh. In the beginning was the Word, John 1 verse 1, and the Word was God. And the same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. We know God couldn't die. You know, when I first was explaining about salvation, I kept saying to the Father, God died for me. And he says, no, Tom, he didn't. Tom, he says he didn't. Christ died for you, not God. God can't die. Neither does he slumber or sleep. Amen. God never gets weary. God never gets tired. But Jesus Christ condescended. He lowered himself and took upon him the form of a man and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes. He's our big brother this evening, you know. Aren't you glad you have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother? No movement, religion, or special group, no Mary, no saints, no earthly priest or pope, but Jesus Christ alone is mediator between God and man. John 10 verse 7, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. John 14 verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. How? Through Christ, one door. You know, when I took the tabernacle and I tried the best I could to show you it in a simple way, you could see there's one door in. Lots of things when you get in, but only one way in. And there's only one way into heaven. Through Christ. Amen. Oh, when you've got him, you're saved. You'll not need nothing else. You'll not need nobody else. And I'll take you further if you want to go on further. He's more for you. He's sanctification. He's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There's so many wonderful things. Gifts of Spirit and fruits of Spirit. But the first step's to get in. Amen. Any mother and father who bring their child to sprinkle or christen and take solemn vows to the child, they're taking on themselves too much. Like we heard this morning, they're venturing without authority. It's false. Yes. They cannot save the child. They cannot take the vow for the child. They break it in a week. Right. Well, one of us wouldn't. We heard about Peter. Peter meant well, but he broke it. Now, God has a plan. We know that. But infant baptisms, not in the Bible. Sprinkling's not in the Bible. And I'm going to tell you this evening as well. Three type of baptisms, not in it either. It's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 2:38. Not the titles, but the name. The name of the Father is the Lord. The name of the Son is Jesus. And Christ is thus the Holy Ghost, Christ, the Anointed One. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to do it in his name. I'm taking his name. And you see, when I take his name, I get life with.
All right.
I get life when I take the name. There's power in the name. I give power to them that believe in my name. I'm going to show you in a moment. In the name. Have you took the name?